From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. A divided Florida Supreme Court says it will settle a dispute over secret evidence used at a trial to decide whether legislators broke the law when drawing up new political maps. In a 5-2 decision, the court said it will hear an appeal about evidence taken from a Gainesville political consulting firm and if it should have been used in the trial. A verdict about the redistricting has not yet been reached. Those who are unemployed in Florida no longer need to take an online skills test to collect benefits from the state. They also won't need to file online for those benefits. Governor Rick Scott signed that move into law yesterday. Supporters say the test prevented eligible people from signing up, either because they were computer illiterate or didn't have access to a computer. The change comes after the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity launched a flawed online system, which kept some people from receiving benefits. Broward County schools have won a multi-million-dollar five-year grant to improve supervision of district principals. The Wallace Foundation hopes the grant will help determine the best way to support and coach principals. Reporter John O'Connor has more.
Wallace Foundation leaders say district supervisors oversee too many principals. They also focus too much on enforcing district rules. The five-year grant will help Broward County schools hire more supervisors and change the way district administrators work with principal supervisors. It's part of a $30 million nationwide project that also includes school districts in Cleveland, Minneapolis, and Long Beach, California. The lessons learned in Broward County schools will be included in a study of whether putting more resources into supervisors leads to better principals. Education foundations have poured millions into studying teachers and principal performance, but district supervision is a less researched piece of running a school district. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.